Kinnah Yud, the Kinnah which begins Echa Yashva, continues on the theme that the Churban represents a reordering of the world, not just a Churban and an exile of a people. But to make that impression, this Kinnah is a Kinnah which is written poetically regarding the Kayanim, the 24 families of Kayanim. As you know, the Kayanim in Eretz Yisrael were divided into 24 Mishmarais, and they took turns, 1 week for each Mishmar, being in charge of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, and then the 3 weeks of Aliyah LeRegel, they all were equal in the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. These Kayanim basically did Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash for a week, and then spent the next 23 weeks sitting and learning. And then once again, returning to the Beis HaMikdash. The lives of the Kayanim were totally focused on the Beis HaMikdash. And these piyutim here refer specifically to a longing for what we had before the Churban, and a reference to the families of the Kayanim. It mentions 23 out of 24 of the families. And beginning with the second kapil, the first, Echa Yashva Chavetzelas HaSharayim. Chavetzelas HaSharayim is the Beis HaMikdash. Echa Yashva, how did the Beis HaMikdash sit with Domam and became silent, Roin the song, Mepinaisei HaAron, from those who carried the Aron, V'no Mimishmuraisam Kayin B'nei Aron. The song of the Leviim and the Mishmaris of the Kayinim came to an end. K'nimsar Habayis B'misarvei Marayin. Marayin is not a name of a family. K'nimsar Habayis B'misarvei Marayin. Those who rebelled against the Rabbi Nishal Olam are referred to as Misarvei Marayin. The next kapitloch refer to the families of the Kayinim. Each stanza ends with either Kayinei Tzipayrim, Mishmeres Mifshata, Kayin Ayisalai. These are, for the most part, either the names of places or of families for which each Mishmar was named. Some you'll recognize. The Beis Lechem refers to the Kainim of Beis Lechem. Kaini Elkanah, something you'll recognize the name Elkanah. Hopefully you'll recognize the name Elkanah as well. And so too, Kain Svas is mentioned, and so on. So that this capital mourns not only the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but the individual lives of the Kayanim and how they changed. Most of us have heard of the idea of Mishmaris Kahuna, but are unaware that Yisraelim too were divided into families, and that those families had certain responsibilities on a rotating basis every week of the year. We call them Ma'amadais. The Ma'amadais, the Torah requires that every time a carbon is brought, you need to have a Kayin to bring the carbon. And you need a Yisrael, you need that there be a Yisrael there for every carbon seber in the Beis HaMikdash as well. And the families of Klal Yisrael were divided into 24 families, Batei Av, for the purpose of Ma'amadais. Now Rashi Shita in Masechtas Tainis says that all of Klal Yisrael, every Jew had his week. However, not every Jew went up to the Beis HaMikdash on his week. The division was done so that there were Yisraelim who lived around Yerushalayim that were members of every Maimad, and they were the Shaluchim of the rest of their Maimad to go and be in the Beis HaMikdash. But every Yisrael had a week in which he was a member of those Ma'amadas. Now, it wasn't just having a potential job. The week of the Maimad was a very serious and special week for the Yisraelim, I'm talking about. Every Jew, when it was his week, the Gemara in Tainis talks about the fact that there was special davening for them in those weeks. There were special tefillahs, they said ne'ilah during the week that they were there. They were limited in things they could do. Mishnah says they couldn't take haircuts during the week. There were certain halachas that applied to every Jew on the week of his maimon. And not only that, but when you learn the second parak of Tainis, And it talks about tanesim that are made on fast days that are made when there's no rain. If you learn the Mishnayis, you'll see that on the initial fast days, not all of Klal Yisrael fasted. It was Danshei Mishmar and Danshei Besav. It was those whose week it was, that Maimid, that represented Klal Yisrael in the initial fast days. There were three, and then seven, the way the Mishnayis sets it up. So that although this talks about the Kohanim, whose lives were changed the most by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, really every Jew's life in the time of the Beis HaMikdash centered on the Beis HaMikdash. Wherever you lived, you could have lived in Eber HaYarden, could have lived in the north, could have lived in Be'er Sheva or in the south. A person's life was focused on the Beis HaMikdash, three times a year being Oil Rego. Every time someone had a child, to come and bring a Karban Yeledes for such occasions. But today we bench Gaimel. In those days, what we call benching Gaimel, they brought a Karban Taida. They went to the Beis HaMikdash. The entire life, the focus of the life was a life of going up to the Beis HaMikdash, being in the Beis HaMikdash. It took a lot of emunah, a lot of faith to leave your home. It wasn't so quick. The trip wasn't so fast. It took 2 weeks, the Mishnah says in Tainis, from the furthest places to travel. And a person left his farm, left his animals, left everything behind, and he traveled. He went to the Beis HaMikdash a number of times a year. I once heard a beautiful insight. I don't remember b'shem who, but there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mayafu pa'amayich ba'na'olim bas nediv. It's a reference to being Oyla Regal. How beautiful are your footsteps and your shoes, Bas Nadiv, Klal Yisrael. Told the story of a farmer who had to be Oyla Regal. So he had his crops, he had his animals. So he tried to secure his home as best he could. He took his family into a wagon, held his children into the wagon, food for the trip, his Maaser Sheni money, which he was only able to use in Yerushalayim, and he's on the way. He's traveling, let's say, from Tzfas to Yerushalayim by wagon. He's half a day into his trip. He says to his wife, "Did you remember to lock the barn?" She says, "No, I thought you locked the barn." "No, I didn't lock the barn. Maybe we should go back and lock the barn." He says, "But the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us He'll watch our things for us. We have to go back and lock the barn." They keep on going. And as they're going, he's thinking again about where he hides his money in his house. He says to his wife, "You know, did you, you stuck the money into the hiding place?" He says, "No, I thought you put the money in the hiding place." "Oh, no, it's in the drawer. Maybe we should go back." He reminds himself again, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, "I give you avtacha, be on the regal, you'll be safe." And with that type of faith, that a little bit of quiver in his heart, he's Oyla Regal, and he comes up to Yerushalayim. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and you know, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to take off your shoes. He takes off his shoes, they were, puts them away, he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, and suddenly, he forgets his animals, he forgets his money. He's enveloped in the Kedusha, the beauty, the majesty, what the Beis HaMikdash looked like. The Kayanim, their meticulous footsteps in their Avodah, their beautiful Begadim. It was regal. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to the eye and beautiful to the neshama. And he's caught up in the Beis HaMikdash. And he forgets everything for 7 days, for 8 days. He's caught up. And he heads back. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says to him, "Mayafu pa'amayich ba'na'olam bas nediv." You feel the Kedusha when you were there. It's true. You were elevated. The Rebbeinu says, "Mayafu pa'amayich ba'na'olam." When you're wearing your shoes, when you were still traveling, and you could have turned back, and you were thinking to turn back, and you didn't turn back, that mesiras nefesh for being there, that's beautiful. That's mayafu pa'amayich ba'na'olam. It's one thing to be in a place of kedusha and be elevated. It's another thing to sacrifice mesiras nefesh to be able to get there, to be there. To do it. The Kayanim were the Maisrei Nefesh in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. They lived on Matnas Kahuna, and they sat and they learnt, all of the time. They sat and they were people who led Klal Yisrael, who helped Klal Yisrael. That was their Avodah. And when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, it changed. It changed for the Kayanim, it changed for the Levim, it changed for the Yisraelim too, but more than anything for the Kayanim. Kayanim now, among us in Shul, they get Aliyah, Kayan, they're Pidyon HaBen. But for the most part, their lives are Jews among Jews. And it wasn't that way when the Beis HaMikdash stood. Just picture a Kayan who was alive, served in the Beis HaMikdash, wore the Bigdei Kuhuna, and then the Churban comes, he's far away, no Bigdei Kuhuna, no Beis HaMikdash, he has to fend for his own parnasa just as everybody else. So this capital, Eicha Yoshva Chavetzelis HaSharayim, is a kina on the loss of the Beis HaMikdash and the extraordinary change it brought in the lives of the Kayanim, and we add in the lives really of every Jew, whose life focused on the Beis HaMikdash, was centered on the Beis HaMikdash, and now is no longer there.